Good evening. It's good to be with you. And we start with the day's headlines and news of an ethnic killing in Ethiopia that has claimed the lives of more than 200 people, one of the deadliest mass killings in the East African nation. Most of the dead are of the Amhara people, the country's second largest ethnic group. Witnesses say a rebel group, the Oromo Liberation Army, perpetrated the attack in the Oromia region. The group denies responsibility. Fighting in Ethiopia, fueled by ethnic divisions, has been ongoing for years. And back here in the U.S., Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says she expects an economic slowdown is coming, but not necessarily a recession.
I expect the economy to slow. It's been growing at a very rapid rate as the labor market has recovered and we have reached full employment. I don't think a recession is inevitable.
On Wednesday, the Federal Reserve approved the largest interest rate hike in more than a quarter century to combat inflation. Yellen also said today the administration is considering temporarily cutting the federal gas tax, amounting to 18.4 cents a gallon, to provide some relief at the gas pump. After record flooding last week forced its first closure in 34 years, Yellowstone National Park will partly reopen on Wednesday. Floodwaters wiped out bridges, washed out miles of roads, and forced the park to close just as peak tourist season is starting. Only the park's southern loop will reopen. The north loop will remain closed until further notice. Officials are still evaluating the damage, but rebuilding could take years and cost upwards of $1 billion. The massive heat wave that set records in the West and Southwest has expanded to parts of the Gulf Coast, Great Lakes, and the Carolinas. Punishing humidity levels means it feels even hotter. Tens of millions of Americans across the lower 48 are under heat warnings and advisories. In all, more than 240 million people will see temperatures over 90 degrees over the coming days. And flight delays and cancellations continued for a fourth day, leaving passengers stranded across the country. This weekend has seen the highest travel volume this year, numbers not seen since last Thanksgiving. And it could not come at a worse time, as airlines struggle to cope with staffing shortages and severe weather. Thousands of flights were canceled on Thursday and Friday, in addition to a whopping 6,400 delays yesterday. Cancellations today have already topped 800. And swimming's international governing body has adopted new rules for transgender athletes. The sports federation, known as FINA, voted to only allow swimmers who transitioned before the age of 12 to compete in women's events. FINA also proposed creating a new competition category for swimmers whose gender identity is different than their sex at birth. Some LGBTQ advocates are calling that decision discriminatory. And still to come on PBS News Weekend, the Arizona desert supplies the inspiration for blown glass artist Dale Chihuly's latest exhibit. And NPR's Scott Simon reflects on fatherhood, lessons learned, and those precious moments.
This is PBS News Weekend from WETA Studios in Washington, home of the PBS NewsHour, weeknights on PBS.